We attended together with other emergency services. Tragically, we believe that five men have lost their lives in what we believe at the minute is an industrial incident. We are working with the fire, ambulance, health and safety executive and other agencies to safely clear the site and recover the bodies of the deceased men. There are five men we believe that have been crushed. There is a sixth man who is in hospital who has received a wound to his leg, but that is not believed to be life-threatening at the minute. But there were many other people around, but tragically those five men have lost their lives. In terms of the men who've died, we believe they are foreign nationals. We believe the men are from Africa. We are unclear at the minute in terms of the relationships between those men, but at the minute we are treating them as five distinct families. It's a very difficult and complex scene that we're working with to try and understand exactly how that wall came to fall down. And we're trying to do that in a way that's safe for everybody involved, in a way that allows us to recover the deceased and understand exactly what happened to them. That wall was supporting and retaining a body of scrap metal. It appears that that wall has collapsed on top of the men, and then the scrap metal that was behind the wall has also fallen on top. So you can imagine it's a very difficult and complex scene. We are now in a recovery phase that is likely to take at least the rest of the day. We will then work with witnesses at the scene and CCTV and the reconstruction from the fire officers to help us understand exactly the sequence that occurred when this wall fell down. In terms of the recovery of the bodies, we would hope to have that underway and completed by the end of the day, or certainly into tomorrow. And we're doing it in a way that will help us to the future understand exactly how that wall came to fall down. But clearly, we are investigating together with Health and Safety Executive if there are any issues of negligence or malpractice that have contributed to that wall falling down. The investigation itself, I suspect, will take many weeks before we actually fully understand what's going on. We have done absolutely everything, as you would expect, to make sure there is no opportunity to save a life. But you know, without being too graphic, there is no prospect of anybody being alive in that scene. Clearly, our condolences are with the family of those five men, and we will continue to work with those families to help them through this very difficult time.